This is WLRN News. I'm intern Claire Thornton. Nearly 450 Nicaraguans have died since April in a violent crackdown on protests calling for President Daniel Ortega to step down. Now, thousands are fleeing to Costa Rica, and Nicaraguans living in Miami are pitching in to help. Dimitri Larga Espada is a software entrepreneur in Miami, but he's also an activist. Just back from a trip to Costa Rica to urge the government to accept fellow Nicaraguans seeking asylum.
We're telling them, listen, you cannot send anybody back. Please, if you send somebody back, you're sending a dead body.
Pro-government paramilitaries in Nicaragua are targeting students leading protests against the Ortega regime. Just wearing a backpack is a red flag.
The government is hunting all of the youth. So if you are between 16 years old and 25, that's a high risk for them.
The Costa Rican government says 23,000 Nicaraguans have requested asylum since April.
The country's not ready for it. I mean, nobody's ready for it.
Hundreds of Nicaraguans are sleeping in the streets of the Costa Rican capital. Others are in hostels or with family. Some are still gripped by paranoia about being confronted by the armed turbas, or gangs, that they fled.
One of the ladies that I spoke to, she said, look, when I first arrived, the first 3 days, I wouldn't talk to anybody because I was scared that, like, if I would say something, they would, like, turn me in.
The Costa Rican government has so far created 2 tent camps with room for just 2,000 Nicaraguans. But Larga Espada said refugees he spoke to don't plan on settling in Costa Rica permanently. They still want to fight for freedom in their country. I'm Claire Thornton in Miami.